Hi, this is Zachary Fortas-Gom, the creator of The Orphans, here to tell you a little bit about CryptoZ. CryptoZ is an incredible science fiction audio drama podcast set in a near future after the devastating events of climate change. And it follows a small group of gifted agents who are risking everything to save humankind from extinction and restore life on the planet. You can now binge all 10 episodes of CryptoZ if you head over to their website, euphony.media. That's euphony.media. Or search CryptoZ in your podcatcher of choice. That's CryptoZ. And now take a listen to a clip from one of their latest episodes, and we hope you enjoy.
The cave is jeweled with ice. Temperature has fallen outside the cave. The wind is blistering. So cold it flays the skin upon contact. Snow, driven in by the harsh winds, collects around us, melted only by the weak heat of our fire. I will endure until everything is recorded. I must endure to tell the world that there are creatures, human creatures, that are equipped to survive the extinction event.
What the fuck are we supposed to do now, Silver?
Calm down. Let them approach.
Do I have a choice?
Don't run. Don't react. Let them greet you.
There's nowhere to run.
They aren't going to hurt us. Do you see? They're fascinated by you.
Just great.
They're coming closer.
How much can you say to them?
They speak Solresol.
What does that mean?
It's a constructed language. The language was developed in the 18th century. From what I can tell, they learned it generations ago.
They're Silver, there's no time.
See me.
Medosi.
What does that mean?
I'm telling them that we're their friends. I think.
How about get the fuck back?
If you stay calm, they won't hurt us.
Look, tell them they need to stop, or something bad will happen to them.
Nothing bad is going to happen. That is not the plan.
What was the plan, Silver? To get me killed?
What are you doing?
We need to leave. Go! Leave me to them!
What the hell is happening?
Do you see now? Do you understand, Omari?
God! What are you? See me, Sila.
See you, me.
Please, all of you, listen to me. Listen. Do so, Lado. Listen to me.
What are you saying to them?
I'm trying to save you. In the years after I left the village of the Icemen, I struggled to make sense of the world. I was unable to see beyond the experience, as if I were trapped in a loop of memory, a dizzying, circular journey that took me back to the Icemen over and over. My sessions with Dr. Thayer did little to allay the sense of doom that hung over me. And after her accusations against my father, I had no choice but to find my way alone. Going away to school helped. Books gave me the power to isolate and dissect the past, to freeze my darkest emotions and disarm them. I discovered anthropology and geology, biology and the history of science. It was through my growing love of the past that I found my calling. An essay I had written about hominids won a prize in a scientific journal. And, to my parents' great surprise, I received a full scholarship to the Thornwillow School, an exclusive boarding school an hour south of London. I didn't know it at the time, but I'd been chosen by CryptoZ for screening. My first class of my first year was with Dr. Lawrence Gibbons, Special Topics of Extinction. In the beginning, I knew only as much as I experienced each day. Extinction was the world we had inherited. And I was keen to understand how we, as a species, could exist on a planet in which 90% of plants and animals had died out. I sat in the front row, listening as Dr. Gibbons began his lecture on the incredible role we could play in bringing life back to our planet.
Many of you were born after the extinction and have never heard a bird singing in the morning, or a frog croaking from a pond. You see the largest extinction events as we know them. There was the Ordovician-Silurian extinction, in which 86% of all life on the planet died. The Devonian extinction, which resulted in 75% of life to die. Then, the worst on record, Permian-Triassic extinction, when 96% of our planet's life disappeared. From that 4%, life rose again. And the dinosaurs arrived. They too were annihilated by an extinction which paved the way for mammals like us. Our vantage point from the middle of the extinction is rare. With our technology and ability to create the conditions of survival, we may be the only animal in the history of the universe to engineer its way out of extinction. Call me an idealist, but I believe there is a solution.
As Dr. Gibbons turned to the image on the screen, my heart began to race. My body began to tremble. What had begun as an amusing joke turned suddenly to a nightmare. For I knew the creatures on the screen. They filled my dreams every night. These hominids were the same creatures that had kept me prisoner in their ice village in the Alps. I couldn't stay there another second. As I ran from the classroom, everything came rushing back to me. All the horror of my abduction and captivity, the danger of my escape from the village of the Icemen, of the life I had lived since my escape, all flooded through me, threatening to drown me. My ankle throbbed as it had the day the Iceman found me. I felt the chill of the bitter alpine wind on my face and the bite of the snow on my skin. The hominid Dr. Gibbons had thrown out to us as a kind of evolutionary puzzle actually existed. He was the Iceman. And it would be my life's work to find him.